Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
In the studio with us today, we have Anton Dorozhenko, Director of the Isle of Wight Glass Museum. Good afternoon, Anton. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Stan, for inviting me.
So you're going to tell us a little bit about the museum today. You're going to tell us a little bit about Isle of Wight Glass and a little bit about yourself. But let's start off with the Isle of Wight Museum. Not everyone may have heard of it. So where are you and what is the museum?
Well, we're in Narrotin Barnes, right in the centre of the island. You mentioned that in Venice, they've been making glass there for over 500 years, but our listeners might be surprised to hear that glass has been made on the island for over 50 years. So it's not a new thing, and that's one of the reasons why we founded the museum, to celebrate the glassmakers on the Isle of Wight.
Because there's quite a few dotted about, aren't there? I think there's Allen Bay and there's Arrowton Barnes where you are.
That's right. So there are four main glassmakers on the island. So Isle of Wight Studio Glass, which is immediately next door to the museum. And we have Paul Critchley, also at Arrowton Barnes. Allen Bay, as you mentioned. But there's Glory Art Glass in Sandown as well. So those are the four main studios, but there are lots of individual makers too, making studio glass. So that's handmade artisan glass.
Not your normal windows and double glazing and that sort of thing.
That's right.
No, the beautiful glass. And you've got some beautiful glass in your museum, I think. How many exhibits do you have?
Well, we have about 1,200 pieces on show. And of that, the vast majority is Isle of Wight glass. So, as I say, the glassmakers have been making glass for 50 years now, and the museum has the largest collection of Isle of Wight glass anywhere in the world. So, as you said, Isle of Wight glass is becoming famous worldwide. Actually, it's been famous worldwide for a long time, right, especially because of the Harris family next door to me, who were one of the first glassmakers here, who started on the island in 1973.
So the glass that you're exhibiting, mainly Isle of Wight glass, and it's mainly your collection, is it?
That's right. So about 1,000 of those 1,200 pieces are my own personal collection, and I just wanted to share it with everyone who was interested. So that's one of the reasons why we started the museum.
You just decided, I think I'll put all these on show, because otherwise my good lady's going to be shouting at me for having them all on the mantelpiece.
That's right, actually. You're quite near to the truth there. So I started my first piece in 2008. Right. But by the time I had, no joke, 500 pieces at home, my wife was getting saying, well, we need to do something about this. So that was the impetus to see whether we could start a museum. And very shortly after that, the museum was started.
And where is the museum?
It's at Arrowton Barnes. Now, with a collection that size, it was looking for a big space.
Yeah.
So there just happened to be a barn available there, 5,000 square feet. So it's quite a large space. And so we founded the company in 2015, and it took us a full year before we could open in March 2016. So we just celebrated 7 years since opening.
Congratulations.
So I built the whole thing myself, basically funded it all myself.
Right.
I had a legacy from my father, so I used that to fund the museum. So as I say, we had to start from scratch. There was nothing there. It was just a big open space.
So although you're in the same building as Isle of Wight Studio Glass, you're completely separate from it. You're your own entity.
That's right.
And how is it funded?
Well, entirely from sales in our shop and entrance fees, donations, those sorts of things. So
just what people give you and the small shop that you have there.
That's right. So that covers our costs. And we have two ladies working there plus me. So it's just a small team. And we get, I don't know, probably about 10,000-12,000 visitors a year.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know you're not a man to boast, but it's probably the largest collection of Isle of Wight glass anywhere in the world, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. And apart from what's on show, there's another 600 pieces in storage. So we're hoping someday to have another gallery opened for the remaining amount there. So
Excellent. Yeah. We have in the studio with us today Anton Doroshenko, the director of the Isle of Wight Glass Museum. And we were talking before the break, Anton, about how things started. But what really attracted you to start collecting glass in the first place? How did you get into it?
Well, it was in 2008, actually, and I saw this piece of glass on an online auction site. I said, oh, I like that. And I bought it. And when I got home, I said, wow, this is amazing stuff. Had a label on it, Isle of Wight Glass. So I determined to find out more. And just very fortunately, I found out that there was a book published just a couple of years before in 2006 by someone you someone you might know, actually, Mark Hill, one of the Antique Roadshow experts, who's a regular there. And I have the book in front of me here. And so he literally wrote the book on Isle of Wight Glass and the history behind it, and that gave me more information. I started a website to educate myself, and at one time I was buying 2 bits of glass, of Isle of Wight Glass, a week.
Oh, crikey.
So, you know what collectors are like. They're a bit obsessive. But, no, I come from a very academic background, actually, in life sciences. So I approached it a bit like a project, an academic project. And that website that I started in 2008, still going, and it's the go-to place now for collectors of Isle of Wight. And it covers the entire 50 years that the studio's been going. And, that's how it started.
And it just went on from there.
It went on from there.
So when you set up the museum, you obviously wanted to display these wonderful pieces of work. But what else did you want to achieve? What's the ethos of your museum?
Really, it's to celebrate the amazing creativity of glassmakers on the island. As I said previously, they've been making glass on the island for 50 years now. They've got a worldwide reputation. There are lots and lots of collectors of Isle of Wight glass, and I just wanted to showcase all of that. And there was no other place in the world that was doing that. I mean, there were private collections around the place, some quite substantial ones, but none on show. And the island being a tourist destination, you know, and we thought, yeah, while they're here, let's showcase what our glassmakers have been doing for the last 50 years. And it's just amazing, really, what they've been doing. Remember, all hands made, handcrafted. It takes a tremendous amount of skill to make handmade glass. And that's the basic ethos for it. We want people to appreciate that the glassmakers here have got tremendous skill.
And so it's a celebration, really,
of
the craft and the art that there is. Because it is arty as well, isn't it? It's not just a bit of glass that's been blown and stuck on the side. There's some really creative designs.
Well, when you come to the museum, you'll realise the incredible diversity and things that you can do with glass. I think many people think glass is boring, but actually when you come there, you'll realise all the different colours, the shapes, the sizes, the textures on the surface, the sculpture, and there's all sorts of different avenues to really express artistic creativity, and we showcase all of that.
And you look at some pieces, don't you, and you think, how on earth did they do that?
Indeed.
Do you look at that and still think now, how did they do that?
Absolutely, yes. Because I'm very fortunate having Tim Harris right next door to me. And if I say, how did you do that? I can go to him and he'll explain it to me.
Right.
Because Tim's been making glass since 1980, and his father, Michael Harris, before him. Because the Harris family started making glass in Medina, in Malta, 1968.
Okay.
And they were there to 1972.
Yeah, and that's a very famous place for glass as well, isn't it?
That's right. So Medina Glass is still going now today, founded by the Harris family. And now, since 73, they've been on the island. And the body of work is just tremendous. So, and it's never been brought together in one place before, and that's why we did it.
We're here with Anton Doroshenko, who's the director of the Isle of Wight Glass Museum, located at Arrowton Barnes. And we've been talking a little bit about the collection and how it came to be and what's around at the museum and so on. But I think one thing I haven't asked you is, how much does it cost to get in?
Well, it's free to come in. if you want to put a donation in afterwards, if you've enjoyed the experience, that's great. We try to be family friendly, really, at the museum, you know, accessible. I think we find that so many museums are rather stuffy places, and we don't want the glass museum to be like that. We want people to come, enjoy themselves, explore. All these sorts of things are things for the kids to do if they're little ones. You know, if they make cards or drawings or stickers and so on, they can take it away with them afterwards. So there's plenty of things for the younger ones to do as well if they're not particularly zoned in on the glass. But so that's the attitude that we have here. Come experience it and see what you think.
And if I've got my dog with me?
If you've got your dog with you, we're dog friendly as well as family friendly. Everything's in cabinets, so there's no problem actually.
Oh, it sounds a bit scary to me.
No, it's not actually. We get loads of dogs with
dogs in.
No ragged towels, knocking things off shelves.
It's a really beautiful display you've got there. So free entry, you ask for a donation if you possibly can, but understand that as well as just the museum, you do other things as well. You've got a bit of an outreach programme.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had many of the schools on the island come visit us, and we have a full programme for art appreciation. They can go to our neighbour and see glass actually being made, and it's gone down really well, actually. I remember one yet lad, he was only 10, and after the programme, he put his hand up and said, when can I start making glass?
Oh, wow.
So that was a tremendous highlight for me, actually, that we'd reached this young lad, you know, and yeah. This is the sort of thing that, and the teachers seem to be very pleased with the courses that we do. But of course, we don't just go ask people to come to us, we go to people as well.
Right.
So, yep. For example, we went to Sight for White in Newport, so a charity for the blind, mm-hmm. and we took along all sorts of sculptural pieces. So even if they didn't have much sight, they could actually feel the glass, the sculptures on the surface, all that sort of thing.
Because it is very tactile, isn't it?
Yeah,
glass.
Exactly.
It's beautiful material.
Yeah, we went to give a talk at the local history group in Langar Manor in Shanklin. We've got the WI in Shanklin also, we're going to them in Shanklin. So there's lots of little things like that.
And people can contact you if they'd like a talk or if they'd like to come
absolutely
see the museum or whatever.
Yeah, generally there's no charge for the visit we do. Sometimes you do charge depending on how much work we have to do preparation beforehand.
Sure.
So, but generally that's part of our outreach. And also, I mean, we have volunteers. We've had quite a number of volunteers over the years and work experience as well. For example, we had a young lad who was going on to university, mm-hmm. and part of his course was to demonstrate he had some experience and so on. So he came to us for some months. So there's various things that we can do to connect with the community, with the educational system here. Okay. So there are lots of things going on.
Excellent. And I believe you've got quite an extensive library as well.
We do. We have a large library covering all aspects of glass, from technical things right through to, you know, modern day stuff. So over 1,000 books. Anyone who'd like, who's a collector and specific got questions. And in fact, with the questions thing, we get lots and lots of emails, people sending in pictures. What is this bit of glass? I've inherited it from Granny. I don't know anything about it. And there's sometimes people who want to just want more information about things. It doesn't have to be Isle of Wight glass. It can be anything you like. And we get regular, you know, 2 or 3 a week queries like
that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And that's another free service that we provide. I can't always give an answer, but we do our best.
You do when you can. Excellent. And just a few things to wrap up, Anton. So we hopefully have whetted people's appetite to come and see your lovely collection. How do they go about doing that? Just remind us where you are and how they can contact you and those sorts of things.
Well, Arrowton Barnes, and we're open 7 days a week. At the moment in the summer, it's 10 till 5. And yeah, you can follow us also on our website, which is being redesigned as we speak and will be launched next week.
Super duper, new photographs.
All super duper, yes. Local web developer on the island, and on social media, of course, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. So all the avenues. So we've got about 1,600 followers at the moment on social media. Just want to follow what we're doing. Got lovely pictures of glass once or twice a week.
So the Facebook is what, Isle of Wight Glass?
Well, there'll be a link on our website, so you just find it from there, and I think that would be the easiest probably.
So remind us of the website address.
It's isleofwightglassmuseum.org.uk.
As simple as that.
It's simple as that.
And as full words, isleofwhitegrassmuseum.org.uk.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So, and we're, as I say, we're open 7 days a week, 10 till 5. And
free parking?
Free parking, that's right, one of the perks of Ayrton Barnes.
And people can come and buy pieces of glass from you as well?
Absolutely, so we've got a shop there, we've got Isle of Wight things, but from all over the world, actually, and at very reasonable prices, I would say, as well.
Oh, well, of course, you have to say that. No, that's great. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon and telling us all about it. I have been there myself. Don't know if you've been there, Ron, yet?
We have, actually, yeah, I've been... But I haven't been for a while, actually, so actually I thought no, we'll probably go again soon.
Pop along back up and we'll see any new pieces that you've got in. So,
well, thank you very much, Dan, for inviting me today.
Oh, you're very welcome, and good luck with your museum.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.